Show with OTV.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Hello, and welcome to Grape Therapy with Caitlin Bristow.
Just kidding. You dialed the wrong number. You've reached Evan and Carly.
Hello, everybody. We're crashing Grape Therapy.
You know what? You'll be glad you dialed the wrong number. It's a 6 instead of a 2.
You know, we should prank call some people. Like, you sound like a prank caller right now.
Do I?
Yeah.
I used to do that when I was little.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Listen, we are recapping Bachelor in Paradise, the finale, which is like a happy and sad moment because it's happy because people are happy.
Yeah.
It's sad because it's over. And lots of people are also sad.
Yeah, lots of sadness. Also, I'm personally sad because what are we going to do on Mondays and Tuesdays when we don't have 17 and a half hours of Bachelor to watch?
I don't know. What are we going to do?
Like, talk to each other?
Ew. Why would we do that?
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, it'll be our time to reconnect.
Yes.
I'll talk to you in this voice. We could talk about our relationship problems.
Ooh, baby number 2.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Little soon, or maybe not too soon. I don't know. You guys decide. So let's talk about this Bachelor in Paradise thing going on.
There's so much going on in Bachelor Nation this week, and I feel a little like a heavy responsibility to take on this podcast because you know there's just
it's heavy.
We got to just do this
good
justice.
Good thing you've been going to the gym because you're now strong enough to lift the heaviness.
Yes. Well, I hope we are honored. You know, we do this well. So,
okay. So shall we talk about first off the kind of the drama that's going on before we get deep into the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So Jordan and Jenna, there has been some allegations against Jenna. About her having a separate boy behind Jordan's back and saying very inappropriate things to this boy man.
Yeah.
And it's really sad if it's true.
It's really sad if it's true. You know, we'll talk a little later because we got to spend some time in paradise with the two of them.
We did.
You know, when they were an established couple and really, yeah, I think we got a pretty good read on them. So, yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But
I just want to read real quickly his little statement on Instagram. Because it's really intense about this breakup. To think, to feel, to fall. These emotions interact with experiences and people. When you find a person, you think about them. You feel when what they feel. And sometimes you fall. When you fall in love, even the experiences you've had with them, it's something to respect. Being careless with someone that you give your heart to and reach milestones with isn't sensible, no matter what the terms may be. I have not had an easy life and I've had struggles that allow me to grab on to tough times and discard them from my path. I deal with unreasonable circumstances reasonably and have to come to terms with the decision to remove myself from the relationship. Breaks my heart to think, feel, and fall for this. It's dropped me. Fumbling emotions and being understanding is not easy. I'll be taking time to pursue my inner peace, and she will always have me to talk to. If you've reached out to me, allow me time. Thank you to those that have.
Yeah.
You reached out to him and he said, thank you.
Yeah.
That was really nice of you.
I just wanted to be like, hey man, I'm here, whatever, you know.
It's all just really sad. Breakups are really sad in general. And I just can't imagine, you know, you're engaged to somebody and then all of a sudden the people of the world know before you do basically that your girl's a big cheater. If it's true.
Right.
But we don't know if it's true.
No, we don't. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, Jordan is one of the most interesting people I've ever met.
Oh, my gosh. Totally.
And, you know, just getting to spend some time with him, I think it's fascinating to watch him sort of externally process this. Like, he went on Instagram. You know, he's done a bunch of interviews. Mm-hmm. He has sort of, like, talked through this in his brain. I think some people are like, why is he, you know, talking like this? But I just really kind of appreciate his style of processing this. So, but the question is it true?
Is it true? I don't know. His mom like got involved, I guess, and said something. I don't know what she said. Jenna is saying it's not true. She's denying it. And he said in another interview I read that, you know, even if it's, if it's true or if it's not true, the same, the breakup still would be happening. So that, to me, that means that there was something going on that he already knew about, right? And this was like tipping point.
Yeah.
And Bachelor in Paradise recap, the after show was filmed like 3 weeks ago, right?
Right.
Lots can change in 3 weeks.
A lot can change. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's interesting that he did, you know, just choose to end it so quickly. I mean, that's
right.
That's really like, you know, I think it probably the smart move, like get some space. Like,
yeah,
let's not try to work this out. There's a lot of like questions and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think for where they are in their relationship, that's probably the smart move.
Right.
And, you know, I think she probably would disagree with that, but, I don't know. Who knows what she's thinking? I mean, honestly, if she is, if this stuff is true, then, you know, she's like the greatest fraud that's ever been on, on The Bachelor, maybe. I mean,
right.
and you know, honestly, the way that The Bachelor is now, where it's like so lucrative to become like a popular person, you know, it just kind of is like, it's really tough. Like, it's got to be hard to be like producers, like having to like, because I know the producers really want love. They really don't want people who are just there like to promote themselves.
Oh, no, not at all.
And so this, you know, it's just, I think, yeah, how can you judge someone's intentions? And she seems, you know, so into him.
Oh my gosh.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
So anyway, we'll talk.
She fooled us.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about
if she's lying.
Yeah, yeah.
Or telling the truth. We don't know. There's another little Bachelor in Paradise hiccup that's happening though too.
What's that?
Amanda Stanton was arrested.
Oh my goodness, Amanda.
I know, and she was arrested for domestic violence in Vegas. Which is so ridiculous. Like, and we're laughing because like Amanda's boyfriend is huge. He's twice her height.
He is three
times her weight. There's no way if she... Okay, so the story is there was a cop that came to their room for... there was like a noise complaint, right? And then...
Good for them. It's Vegas. There should be a noise
complaint. I mean, what were they doing? Hopefully the thing that we all wish we were doing right now. Well, yeah. Not right now, because then you'd be listening to that. That would be weird.
No.
So there's this noise complaint that happened. And a cop came and said, hey, be quiet. And apparently she pushed her huge boyfriend, which would have been like me poking someone because she's tiny and he's huge. And the cop said it was enough to arrest her for violence.
I mean, yeah, so the security guard called the cops. They came and arrested her.
It's so laughable.
So silly. I mean, you know, there's probably more to this story than we know about, but like still, it's like, guys, it's Vegas. Like, hello, can we all just like...
Well, I'm not going to say it's just like it's Vegas, but like it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
She's so small, he's so big. They left together like smiling. Like it was just a crazy night, and it's dumb. That's what I'm going to say. It's just dumb.
I hate how everyone overreacts to this stuff. Like, you know, Robbie tagged himself in one of the E! News posts or people
post. Well,
people
he
post.
Just needs attention.
You know, Josh Murray was like, you know, made a statement about how he's concerned for the kids.
That makes me so angry. That is so dumb. Josh, go away.
A great mother. Like, that's just...
I know. It's really silly.
And so, and everybody just jumps onto this stuff. And I don't know why Amanda is such a lightning rod for controversy. Whenever she, like, looks, you know, to the left, everyone's like, oh my god, she's looking to the left. But I guess it's a blessing and a curse. That's, you know,
yeah,
it's one of those things, but I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah, so anyway, it's pretty silly, but it just was a little bit of Bachelor drama. Okay, let's get to the show.
Okay,
so we had Monday night, we had Chris Harrison, you know, comes in and says, hey, everybody, this is the decision-making day.
Here is your ultimatum.
This is fantasy suite day. And if you want to be with someone, you take them to the fantasy suite and then you'll get engaged. Or if you don't want to be with them, you break up right now.
Get out of here. We don't
Go
want you.
Go away.
We've treated you like kings and queens since you've gotten here, but now you are toast.
You will eat oatmeal instead of delicious guacamole.
So it was like round robin of couples just like calling it quits. It was mm-hmm. crazy. Like it was like blindside after blindside. I, you know, part of me just, you know, I love the drama of it. And, you know, part of me sad about it. But like, you know, some of these couples, it was like, okay, I can see, I can understand. You know, you have couples like Jordan, Australian Jordan, or New Zealand Jordan and Shoshana, who weren't even like a, you know.
Yeah, that was a silly thing. But at least she actually went on a date with somebody. That was good.
Yeah, well, yeah.
She said yes.
She actually ended up with Robbie doing the ultimatum thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Here I am. Let me rewind. Now I fast forwarded. Now I'm on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She went out with Robbie. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. So they ended up being one of the it couples at the end.
Which is just ridiculous. Oh, my God. Wait. So Robbie said something like, listen, I don't like want to stay with you, but like maybe if we get home, I could take you to dinner. Or on a date. What the heck is the difference between dinner and a date? Please explain this, man.
Lord only knows.
No, I want to know. You're a guy. Please explain
to
me. Text him and ask him. What's the difference between dinner and a date? Because to a woman, it's the same. And I think that's super weird.
Yeah.
Okay, they're gone.
Yeah, so they're done.
Bye.
John, Venmo John and Olivia.
Yeah.
They, you know, John has been the player of paradise, hands
right.
down, unexpected. I mean, his character arc has been really fascinating. He went from like lovable, sort of affable John to mm-hmm. like, this guy's like, he is serious. Like he is like
yeah.
kissing all the girls, going on all these dates, you
right.
know, giving roses and then going out the next week with people.
Yep.
So him and Olivia were the most serious
yeah.
That he's ever been with someone. But, you know, and they kind of were like, yeah, I guess we'll try this outside of paradise.
Right.
And, you know, then
Tuesday. And then Tuesday night we find out something else. But
yeah.
we'll get to that. Okay, so next.
Then we have Camille and Annalise.
Annalise. We call her that. Her name is Annalise. We know this. It's just like our fun way of saying it. So they're a thing. He takes her to the fantasy suite.
Mm-hmm.
They seem good. I mean, she is like, thinks they're getting married.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't even just think that they're getting engaged tomorrow. She thinks there's a wedding happening.
Yeah. I think Annalise is the purest person that's ever been on Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, 100%. She's like adorable, but also delusional.
She is absolutely like just in this, like to win this. And it's not even winning. It's like finding her person and like she really cares about it.
Yeah.
And that looks crazy on TV, but it's actually really kind of sweet. And
it is sweet.
You know, and again, when you compare her to someone like potentially Jenna, who's like, you know, just here to like make some dollars. I think that's really even more endearing.
Right.
And I just want to give grace to Annalise and
we really do love her. She's so sweet. When we went on Paradise and talked to her when we were doing the babysitting date, she was so sweet and we loved her. We also didn't really trust Camille. We did not have a good Camille vibe.
No, I know.
But next couple.
Yeah. And so then we have Chris and Crystal.
Chris and Crystal. What an interesting pair of people together.
I know.
And it works.
I know. You know, I really couldn't stand them because of the way Chris treated Tia at the beginning. He kind of ditched her and was like,
oh, yeah,
you can't break up with me.
Really
I'm breaking
bad.
Up with you. So then he went and kissed Crystal real fast. So
weird.
I had a real bad taste in my mouth and tweeted nasty things. And then he blocked me on Twitter. And
I'm hoping for the unblock, Evan.
Well, I don't, you know, we can all hope. You know, we're all.
One day you'll be holding hands, running in the sun along the beach together, being besties.
There you go. But, you know, they've sort of weaseled their way into our hearts, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they seem like, you know, this show is all about love and it's all about interesting people finding love.
Right.
And they're definitely interesting.
They're very interesting.
Yeah. So that's.
And they were both villains. And now they're getting to the point where they're not villainous at all.
Yeah.
That's great.
We'll see. You know, time will tell. Time will tell. Then we have perhaps the most not the most heartbreaking, but this one was really sort of blindsiding, Astrid and Kevin.
Listen, I'm still not over it. There's the next couple that we're going to talk about. I'm not over that either. But it was really sad. Evan,
yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but one time before I met you, I was on Paradise and I dated somebody else. While you were dating about five different girls, I was dating one person.
Oh, my God. Whatever.
But this fellow, who will remain nameless, did pretty much the exact same thing to me. And I'm just going to go ahead and say I had the biggest freak out probably in Bachelor history because I did not take it well.
Which is totally normal, like expected, fine, like
yes,
reasonable.
But Astrid is a bad ass a beep because she sat there like an adult, which I did not do. And she said to him, she asked him why. She asked him all of the questions one should ask and then said, listen, the one thing I asked of you this whole time is to not blindside me. And this is exactly what you're doing. And she dominated. And then she said, I am going to go home. And she walked off with her held high head. Why can't I talk? Mm-hmm. Head held high. Oh, it might be the wine. And then he was like, don't leave me this way. Don't leave me this way. I can't survive that. So, and then it was just over. And he was crying and she was hugging her friends and was really sad and very strange because they had just said, I love you. Like, and we have a 12-month plan. And like in that 12 months was like a wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was very long-winded, but I just had to get that out of my system.
No, that's good. I think, you know, one thing about Kevin is that he's been very open about, you know, how he's had to go through therapy and how, you know, one thing I think we have to just realize is that this is a really intense process. Like it's very emotional. You're really exposed and you don't have a phone you can jump into and text your friends. You can't really process in a way that's private like you normally can. And so I don't think, like for a guy like Kevin, that's not like he needed that and he didn't have that. And so when you don't have that, it creates, you know, stuff. You do things that you don't, you don't want to do and looks bad on TV. So, you know, he shouldn't have blindsided her. That's unfortunate.
Right.
You know, all this is televised, but you know, I can't help but feel like he's actually a good guy.
I feel like that as well.
She's a better woman, but he's a really good guy.
Right. And he just was really having a freak out moment. In my case, this guy had another girl back at home, but for him, he did not. He just freaked out because he was being the typical guy that was like, I am in love with this girl and this is overwhelming and I don't know what to do with it. So if I step back, then I'm protected.
Yeah.
You know? And I get it, but it was really sad and hard to watch because we love her. We like had no idea how much we would love her, but she was one of our favorites.
I know. I ran into her at the New Orleans airport and she was really, really sweet.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I remember you saying that. Yeah. Okay. Next.
Actually,
okay.
Can I pause for a second?
Yeah, you can.
When will this show, is it even possible to bring on guys that are on the same level as the women? Like for years, it's been these amazing women with these guys who are just like, you know, all right, kind of weird, you know, whatever. But when, like,
okay, so I
are
think
there just
is,
no good guys out there
no,
anymore?
No, I think this is why. Because, well, okay, so you were, you did not sign yourself up. Your friends, Jenny and Hannah signed you up.
Right.
Thank you, girls. but I think that people now, this could be totally wrong, but this is my guess. People now want to be famous, and they're like kind of douchey guys. And they're like, not all of them, but I would say maybe a majority. I need to get on the show because then I can be famous and get a bunch of girls.
Mm.
Some of them are like you and like in it to win it. I mean, a wife. But, but like, I don't know. I just feel like that's, is it bad? Am I being like really like sexist right now by being like guys are douchier than girls because girls really want love and guys are like, I want just multiple women all the time?
No, I think it's our culture. I think that's part of it.
I don't know. That's kind of how I feel. I feel like if guys signed themselves up, it was probably not to get a wife. It's probably to get like multiple wives.
That
but
is
this isn't Utah.
Multiple wives. Okay.
I love Utah,
interesting. Like, I feel like this season did have a lot of younger people who it didn't feel like necessarily were in it for the marriage and, you know, having a baby soon. And, you know, there's no pressure to have babies. We always kind of joke around about it, but there's no, actually, you know, you have to do your relationship in your own time, of course.
Right.
But, it's interesting how, as our culture has changed, and maybe we're getting too deep here, but this is grape therapy.
Right. I'm feeling the therapy. Right.
But, you know, as our culture has changed, more people are sort of, you know, just dating to date and then, you know, kind of moving kind of a Tinder sort of Bachelor in Paradise edition. You know, that's kind of what this season was.
Right.
And it was really fun to watch.
It was fun to watch. Okay.
All right, let's talk about...
I don't know that I'm ready. I need another sip of wine here. Let's cheers and have another sip before we talk about this because I might cry.
We know how this kind of ends.
I know, but it was really emotional.
It was really emotional. Yeah, our tweets were pretty passionate.
You didn't take a sip and I'm sad.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's completely a faux pas.
I know. That's really bad. Okay. So say their names.
Grocery Store Joe and Kendall.
Oh my gosh. Even their names get to my soul. Listen.
I know.
That was super sad. Okay. We love them because we chose them to babysit our daughter Bella and Jade and Tanner's daughter Emmy. And they just got straight to our hearts. Like they're the sweetest, most endearing couple. They're very Evan and Carly, like weird.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very quirky.
They're way cooler than us. But.
Listen. Okay, they are. But they want to be our friends, so that makes us sort of more cool.
Well, you know what was cool is Kendall at brunch the other day. Again, we had brunch with Kendall.
Yeah, I'm not bragging.
She was like, I really took your advice to heart, you guys.
She did.
So she actually like took
she
on,
did.
You know,
it made me feel good about
we were
life.
On the show.
Yeah. So they broke up. So Joe said something that I think just kind of shook Kendall. He said, we could get engaged. And he kind of laughed about it. And I think, one, that made her freak out because he said engaged, but he said it in a joking manner, and no girl wants that. And I think she was like, I don't want an engagement to be joked about.
Mm.
And now I'm feeling uncomfortable, and now I'm questioning everything. That's why I think. That's why I think triggered her.
I didn't even take it that way. Like he was joking. I felt like he was. Yeah, I could see now. That's interesting.
Because as a girl, I mean, even if you don't want to accept the proposal, it might be nice to just have the guy say he wants to do it.
Right.
So then you could say, like, listen, I'm not ready for that. But when a guy jokes about it, it's like, wow.
Well, you know, they made I forget who it was that made a comment, but they said that. And I'm realizing how in too deep I am on this stuff, but they made a comment how they haven't had a lot of serious conversations. And that kind of made me think that we love Joe so much, but do we really know Joe at all?
Like, I don't know. I think it's just his smile and his little funny comments.
His mannerisms are what we're in love with. We don't really even know Joe. And I don't know that Kendall was ready for that. But again, she admitted that she kind of, you know, pulls herself away when stuff gets like that.
And also I get that too. I mean, but it's Joe, man. Just, he's the best.
We don't
even know who he is, but we love him.
We don't.
Look at his smile. It's like one of those smiles that like when he smiles, it goes ding.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he has that.
I know.
He actually kind of reminds me of Zach, my brother.
Yeah, he does.
Like he's just that kind of like quirky, nice, charismatic dude.
I think what he represents actually is, like a steadiness, like a really like,
oh yeah,
he has like a real strong sense of like, oh, he's like a rock, you know, like, you know what you're gonna get with Joe.
Yes. Oh man. And you know, it was really sad too, because she said, I don't know if I know I love you, but I don't know if I'm in love with you. And he goes, and she goes, I don't know how you feel. And he was like, you obviously don't feel the same way I feel, because like he knew he was in love with her.
Yeah.
He's like, I've been in love with you since day two.
Oh, God. Oh,
God.
So
crush
good.
Me. Stab a knife into my heart and then twist it. So they left and I cried.
I didn't really cry
because I don't cry. But like, I mean, I felt it.
Remember that one time at our wedding? I was like, you better give me a freaking tear.
Yeah. And then when we were walking off, one tear fell down my face.
I got
welcome.
One tear at our wedding.
Listen, it happened. You can't say it didn't happen.
Yeah.
I interrupt Carly and Evan to talk about Express. When your billable hours start running into your happy hours, nobody likes that. There's no time for an outfit change, so rewrite the rules of dressing for the job with style for work at Express. These fashion-forward pieces are designed to make syncing your professional schedule and personal life easier than ever. Shop style for work at Express and go from your first meeting to last call without compromising your personal style. Check out Express for all the best dress pants, work tops, blazers, and dresses. Newest looks for work, that upcoming job interview, or just refresh your closet so you can dress for the job that you want. And even better, when you can shop more sizes and more styles than ever. Shop women's sizes from 00 to 18 at express.com and in select stores. So shop style for work now at your nearest Express store or express.com. And get $25 off when you spend $100 on anything Express using code Caitlin. That's express.com, promo code Caitlin, K-A-I-T-L-Y-N, for $25 off when you spend $100.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Hey guys, if you like this show, then you need to check out the Perez Hilton podcast. Each week, Perez is joined by Chris Booker to bring you the best gossip from around Hollywood, what's hot, what's not, and what's everybody talking about. You will never know where the show will end up, so check out the Perez Hilton podcast weekly on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now back to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
So then Tuesday night, a bunch of stuff happened. I mean, I think probably...
Oh, we missed one small, tiny detail.
Who? What?
Jordan and Cassandra.
Hmm?
Jordan and Cassandra, they went on a date. New Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand.
And he was like, I think our relationship would be exactly the same, regardless if we had more time. And that was sad, because Cassandra was on my season, and she's also just the sweetest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, continue.
Yeah, no, that's important. Yeah, you like Cassandra.
I do a lot.
Yeah, so night two, we have the live show.
Right.
Lots of recaps and montages and audience applauses. I love it how every season, like, the audience is dressed up like a certain, like, some people had t-shirts that said moving with the cheese, and then there were people that had the headbands.
The headbands, the goose headbands.
I love how the producers of the show think.
It's so funny.
It's so funny. And, you know, stuff got real pretty fast. It was funny.
Yeah.
Shoshana was there, didn't say a word, but glared a couple times. Like,
or she might have, and they just didn't take
anything.
No, of course,
they edited out a ton of stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But,
during Women Tell All, they edited out everything I said. But no big deal.
No blaming editing.
I'm not bitter. I'm so bitter. Okay, keep going.
Yeah. So we let off, I think, immediately with Camille and Analiese. Camilla and Analiese. And boy, howdy. I'll tell you what, that was vicious. So Camille and Analiese comes out. She's like excited about her relationship. Probably going to get engaged at some point. Things are going well. And then they bring out Camille, and he's like, you know, monotone. I don't think I should be with you.
What a freaking jerk,
sounded
man.
Like a puppet. Like, it sounded like he just like needed to like...
Wah, 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 wah,
it was so weird. And she was like, what? We just booked an Airbnb for a week yesterday.
So what do you think happened?
That is the worst possible thing. You book an Airbnb with someone. That is like... You're really on another level.
I know. So what happened? Like, what happened? What happened between the Airbnb booking moment and this moment?
Well,
what
Airbnb happened? Offered Annalise.
Oh, it's very nice. That was but very what nice. Happened with Camille in his head?
I don't know. When we sat down with him in Paradise, we immediately could tell that Annalise was way more into it than Camille was.
Right.
And he kind of...
He was into her.
Yeah.
Just not as.
You know what I think? I think her emotions pulled him along, and that can take you a certain way. But then,
yeah.
Like, when he got on that kind of big stage, it sort of, like, sort of hit him, and he was like, oh, wait, it's easier for me to bail now than try to work this out as a cross-country thing.
Okay, so, but this is what's stupid, is, okay, if you feel anything towards a person, why would you put someone through that on national TV? Why? Wouldn't you say it yesterday?
Give her a heads up. Yeah.
Don't give her a heads up. Just freaking tell her yesterday and then get on the show and be like, listen, we just broke up.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do it on here because I didn't want to do it in front of everyone and embarrass her or, you know, really shout out all of our problems.
I
just don't understand why he chose. I don't understand why he chose to do it there. And I don't understand what the switch was in his head that was like, hey, we just booked this trip and now I don't want to be with you. Like,
yeah.
Something had to happen.
I know. I mean, you know, why is it that also in life that sometimes the sweetest souls get hit the hardest with stuff? Like, she's sensitive little flower.
I know.
And he just came in and, you know.
Well, she dates the wrong guys. She needs to go for an Evan.
Yeah. Or Ben Higgins. I like her with Ben Higgins.
That would be really cute.
I think they'd be really cute together. Yeah. I don't know. There's like, you know, is Ben Higgins out of, you know, her Instagram follower league?
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding. I'm just
I don't think so. Ben is the nicest.
Ben is the nicest. So that happened, and it was really sad. And
so sad.
Some of my favorite parts on the show, though, are when they follow them out of the out into
she's
the hallway,
just, like, in the like up against the wall with her hand over her eyes,
yep.
crying,
and you can see the producer
so
following
sad.
Him out, talking to him.
But then you know, like she's leaving there, and there's like a you know probably a party afterwards, and she just wants to go back to her hotel and cry. And oh gosh, just so sad.
Oh, I know. Just let her go to her free Airbnb.
I know. I hope she gets a really good one, too.
I know. Yeah, it's true.
Like that one we got in Scottsdale that one time.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We've had some bad ones, too.
That's true.
Yeah. Never trust a Waddell to book an Airbnb.
Listen.
Anyway. Anyway.
Maybe if I change my last name, I'll be better at it.
Yeah. And so then we had Astrid and Kevin come out,
mm-hmm.
and they got back together.
They did. And it was very interesting. All of that was interesting, too, because... Again, we love her. So she was like, I'm still very confused about all of these things that are happening with us. We have talked, but I don't know if I can trust him. And then he came out and he likes to talk about his therapy, which this is grape therapy.
Mm-hmm. Good for him.
So good for him. And he said that, you know, he went to therapy and he realized that he was in his own way. And I think that's a really cool thing to say because, you know, lots of people never think it's them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's you. You're the one who
right.
I blah, blah, blah. And he was like, listen, it's me. You're great. It's my fault. So I appreciated that he said that.
Don't you feel like a lot of dudes do that, though? Oh, I'm broken. I can't. No. Like in the Tinder world, that's what I hear. Like it's like a lot of guys
in the
bail.
Tinder world. That's what you hear.
Well, you know, I keep my ear to the ground on this
okay.
stuff.
Okay. Should I make sure you're not still on there?
You can check.
Remember that time there was a fake account of you on Bumble
yes.
in like Columbus, Ohio?
I know.
That was so weird.
That was so.
If
cool.
you're listening, fake account, we know who you are. unless you're really Evan, and in that case, that's why you go away every weekend. No, I'm just kidding. He's here.
Oh my God.
So yeah, I'm glad they're back together. She said, I love you too. That was really sweet. They were holding hands. I hope they're happy.
Yeah. No, I think, you know.
Oh, can I say one more thing about that?
Uh-huh.
Can you stop bringing up the like fantasy suite? Like I took Ashley there and I really shouldn't have taken Ashley. Like he doesn't talk like that.
I don't know why you bring up Ashley. Like, okay, we get it, buddy.
Right.
Like, I love you, but you know, it's time to move on from Ashley.
Yeah. I think that little, hold hot topic of, that needs to just be bye. Like Ashley's engaged to somebody. You have a girlfriend. Like, let's just let it's like, we don't need to talk about it. Like, every single show.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So then we had Joe and Kendall's beautiful reunion.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Bachelor, for caring enough for going to Chicago to film this little apology sesh from Kendall.
I mean, how cute was that? Like, it was so they showed like a clip of it online like the day before. And I didn't care about anything else that was happening on Bachelor Tuesday night. Not even the proposals, which we forgot to talk about. whoops. We'll get there.
Yeah.
But I was like so excited to see how this Kendall and Joe thing went down that I like my heart was beating a little bit faster during the day. And she says, I made a huge mistake, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I got in my own way. I was so scared. I realized right after you left, I should have come after you, but I didn't.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know if I can get there again.
Yeah.
Stab me in the heart and twist it again twice. Oh my gosh. And I get it.
Totally reasonable.
Totally reasonable, but so sad. But then they go on stage and say that they have been meeting a few times and they have reconciled. And he's like, I do love her.
Yeah.
And then... What was the announcement, Evan?
He's going to be on Dancing with the Grocery Store. Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my gosh. So, here's the thing. The person who really should be on Dancing with the Stars is yours truly, Caitlin Bristowe. And I'm trying...
Can we make that a trend?
I'm trying to be really excited.
Wait, yours truly means you, though.
Oh, that's not what I meant.
Right.
I meant No, I meant like this is her podcast.
Okay, yeah.
What would I say instead of yours truly?
Her Highness.
Her Highness, mm-hmm. Queen Caitlin Bristow. And I just, maybe they just want the Bachelor person to like not win because Caitlin would crush it and win. Joe is going to be great. But I'm like sad. Like I want Caitlin to be on so bad. So I'm like so happy, but like so sad.
Here's the rumor that I heard.
Okay. Evan, are you making up a rumor?
I'm not making up a rumor.
Okay.
Just don't accuse me of these things. I heard that they wanted Grocery Store Joe to be the Bachelor.
No. What is this? You're making this up.
No, I heard that. I heard that from an inside source.
Oh my gosh.
And that he even got advice to, hey, you know, you could stay single and probably be, you know, be a strong contender for
oh
the Bachelor.
Oh my gosh, I can't because...
But his heart was in it for Kendall. And I'm grateful because Carly would have left me and gone on The Bachelor and for Grocery Store Joe.
He doesn't say enough words. but I am so happy for him and Kendall, but gosh, would he not have been the best? Or maybe...
Who knows?
The most, like...
We haven't heard
the,
more
like,
than...
The, most non-talkative Bachelor ever.
The 10 words that he said are amazing.
But then they would just have him smile and it would go, ding, and you'd be like, okay.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I don't know how to dance. I love you, Kendall.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
This is great. You're fantastic. Let's kiss. Okay, we're loving.
I love them.
So, and then they saved, let's see, for the very end, Chris, Glitter, Goose Chris and Glittery Crystal.
And they gave him a crystal goose.
Gave him a crystal goose.
Their moms are best friends.
You know, in their moms are best friends.
That is so cute.
Crystal's mom has a barbed wire tattoo on her arm, which is beautiful.
Fantastic.
I love that. And they both look like
Do you think one day
kids.
Our moms will be best friends and maybe your mom will get a barbed wire tattoo on her arm?
You know, that's been in my prayers. For the tattoo, not for, you know, whatever, you know, it's fine.
Yeah. But, okay. Keep going.
Yeah. So Chris and Crystal ended up coming out of this as the shining bright stars.
They really did.
Honestly, I fast forward the Jenna and Jordan thing.
Why?
Because I just, you know.
Oh, because you were so mad. So
salty.
Evan watched the show late because he decided that soccer was more important than Bachelor in Paradise, which hello
US
priorities.
US versus Mexico, baby.
And so he went to watch the game, and I watched the show with Bella on my lap, who's being super cuddly, and it was really adorable. But so he watched it a day late, and by the time he watched it, the Jordan Jenna news was already out. So by watching that, he was just really mad.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about our time with Jordan and Jenna.
Okay.
You know, I think you should say you kind of have said it a lot, and I think it's important, like how they kind of interacted with us.
Okay, so you know, we were really excited to meet the Jordan.
Jordan, yeah.
And so he walked in with Jenna, and they were super cute, and she is very Marilyn Monroe-esque and very giggly. But his body language was very interesting. So we were sitting faced them. Jordan was sitting closest to me, and Jenna was sitting, on the same seat, or on the same bench, but, like, he had his body angled towards us, so... By that body language, he was kind of, I don't even know how to explain this. She was like behind him. So he was like body language cutting her off and talking to us. But then he would be like, listen, I am so in love with this woman. Like when we said, could there be a proposal? He was like, yes. If you can hear my dog eating in the background, by the way, sorry. But she was very giggly and didn't say a lot. And then when I said, how do you feel about the engagement? She's like, maybe. You know, she wasn't really giving us anything other than like a little giggle. And he was professing his love. But it was just so weird from his body language that he was cutting her off.
It was interesting watching the first four or five episodes and seeing this like whole other side of Jenna that we didn't see sitting down with her, that she didn't really reveal a lot of depth. She didn't really,
yeah.
Like, you know, her body language towards him wasn't like lovey dovey. And
yeah.
And he was really the one talking about how great their relationship was. And And we were still kind of like, who is this girl?
What? Right.
And then watching it back, we're like, oh my God, she seems amazing.
Right.
And she seems like, you know, bright light, but like, it was just interesting. You know, it's just one of those things that you kind of walk away from and you're right. like, man, I love Jordan. And Jenna's from a different planet. That was always kind of like what everyone said is she's an alien.
Right.
And I guess she really is maybe an alien.
So she does this like whole shtick, right? She does the whole like tongue through the teeth, the giggle, the like look away. She has these tactics.
It's Marilyn Monroe, yeah.
Yeah, which she says like, oh, my tongue just goes through my teeth. And like that's just something that just happens naturally. I don't even know what's that. But again, like I don't want to be mad at her and if this isn't true, but if it's true, I'm so mad at her. So I'm just, I don't know. I'm like in a limbo place.
Yeah.
And I'm sad and mad, but happy, but like I'm all of the feelings. And their engagement was so sweet. I mean, Jordan said a lot more than she did. Okay, wait, fast forward, rewind. Here we are. The Chris and Crystal engagement, which we didn't talk about. I would have killed you. Like you, I would have said the snarkiest, rudest thing to you if you had said, I don't want to leave here holding your hand. I'd be like, okay. And I probably would have turned and walked off. I want to leave here holding your heart. Will you marry me? I was like, this is no time for jokes. This, first off, not a funny joke.
He was trying to be cute.
I know, but it wasn't cute. It's like a proposal and you're supposed to woo your woman and tell her how amazing she is, not like terrify her.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting.
But I mean, she thought it was funny and they're still together. So she obviously gets his humor, but yeah. I was very like, oh my gosh, if Evan had done that to me.
As long as she gets it, it doesn't really matter. But guess what? We get to judge the crap out of it.
We do. We really do. And here we are doing just that.
So anyway, it was a beautiful season of Paradise.
It was.
Let's take a minute and then go through some of the questions that you guys have for us.
Okay.
How about you?
So my only questions were, how do you feel about Jordan and Jenna? And I think we've recapped that about 200,000 times. And I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm really sad about the whole thing.
Okay, I've got a couple questions.
What did you think of the proposals and final rose parts? They seem scripted. Okay, so it's definitely not scripted. You have to write your own proposal speeches, and you have to obviously talk by yourself. It's not scripted in the final rose segment. So yeah, that's what I have to say about that.
Yeah.
What are your questions? I didn't really get any.
Evan, how did you get so hot? No, wait.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
No,
Evan.
Actually, I'm just kidding. That over and over, that one is just being asked. Hang on, let me try to find some other ones.
What did you say? Because I've been working out, my lady.
When is your ointment line coming out? Thank you.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I'll take this time to promote my ointment line. 2043. It's going to be fantastic.
Wow, wasn't
right
it
now,
like earlier than that?
Me and Jessica Alba are developing. Anyway, it's really, really quite fantastic.
Never understood the ointment thing, but okay.
Yeah, a lot of people asking about Jordan and Jenna.
that's it.
Who is the greatest villain ever on BIP? If all of this Jenna stuff is or isn't true. All right, so take Jenna out.
Okay.
Who's the greatest villain?
I mean, I have a bias. I have some biased opinions here.
Well, to state your biased opinion,
I would
totally
say
fair.
Kirk the Jerk.
Kirk, yeah.
100%.
I'd say, Chad, I think, was probably...
Chad.
He was 24 hours in and out of Paradise.
Yeah, well, yeah, Chad said super mean things.
Yeah, he said really bad things to her friend. Could you sense any insincerity in Jenna when you met her and Jordan? You know,
I mean, it wasn't like insincerity. It was just kind of aloofness, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the people that we got the weirdest vibe to me of the people we interviewed was from, Camille. And I think it was just because Annalise was so into it and he was like, I just want to kind of slow down, which I don't think they showed that, but that is what he said.
Yeah. 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 Hard or soft tacos, Carly?
Oh,
I know the answer to that.
What kind of tacos are we talking about here? I'm all about the soft corn tacos.
Oh, here's a good question. Is there pressure to propose after Fantasy Suites?
Yes.
Does Neil Lane come to the door in the AM?
No. Evan, why didn't you answer that?
Is there pressure to propose? Did you have pressure to propose?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
I know you did.
Oh my gosh. I totally forgot about this.
That wasn't pressure. That was a joke.
But no, I don't think it was a joke. So they didn't think Evan, well, they knew Evan was like either totally in or like totally out. And so one of the producers, if you can hear my dog drinking right now, I'm sorry. One of the producers is like, Carly, you just do it. You propose. And I'm like, I am not taking that away from a man. Like, that is like emasculating.
That would have been awesome. Who cares?
Well, in this movie that I watched the other day, she says that pig, what's that movie that I watched on Netflix? Oh gosh, it has the stupidest name ever.
I don't know.
Something. Oh gosh. About a pig farmer. Anyway, she proposes and it's really cute.
Deliverance? Oh, I ruined. No.
Don't wake up, Bella. No.
Okay. Is Jenna actually Amy from Gone Girl and she duped us all?
Oh, no.
Let's hire security for Jordan.
And now for us.
When can we expect baby number two? That pressure is ridiculous, you guys.
Yeah, we don't know.
Such a thing? Evan, you're just so gosh darn good.
Okay.
Sorry. Man, that's just over. Thank you guys so much for your,
oh my gosh. Okay. So that's all the therapy we have for tonight.
Beg the producers to make Jordan the Bachelor. Do you have any influence in that area? 100%. Yes.
No influence.
Yes. I'd say we have lots of influence. You know, I'm dying to be a guest producer on Paradise. Dying. I like it would make my.
No, can you do that? You wouldn't be able to do that to people. Producers sometimes have to be really mean. They have to make you say mean things and do mean things.
No.
They have to say, Carly, say you don't like Evan and that he smells.
You never said that I smelled.
No, you always smell good. Okay, that's it. That's all the time we have for tonight. But thank you guys so much for sticking with us if you did.
Yeah.
If not, well,
you're not listening to this.
You're
right
not
now.
Listening, and it doesn't matter. And you'll hear of Caitlin next week.
Anyway, we miss you, Caitlin. We love you, and
we hope you feel
hope
better.
You're doing okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday, and check out new full length episodes every Tuesday, exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
Sponsor review for this Thursday: go to Express.com and use code Caitlin for $25 off when you spend $100.